WAIF Cincinnati, the Chris and Rob late night talk show.
Yeah, rock and roll!
Shoot the Gift is in the house, so we will be rocking and rolling tonight. Shoot the Gift
rock
is a local band from Cincinnati. They're what you would be calling punk rock, are they not?
Are they obnoxious?
They're obnoxious, and they got tattoos all over their scruddy little bodies. So
rock
stay
and roll.
Tuned for Shoot the Gift, live from Vine Street. Shake your mic some more. It's great. Check it out. This is Wave Technology at its finest. Good evening, Cincinnati. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Wait a minute, Rob. I thought you were a duck sniper. Shh. Okay, Rob's not duck sniper anymore. He's just Rob. And I'm Chris. We got Troy from Shoot the Gift. Get in here, Troy.
We got all of Shoot the Gift here somewhere.
Stick that mic in Troy's face. Rattle your mic around.
Ow. Not that close.
You like how these mics sound when you rattle them?
Yeah, they're squeaky.
Troy, welcome to the show. Troy, you are the lead singer of the band Shoot the Gift.
Uh-huh, that I am.
And you'll be playing a little unplugged set for us in a few minutes, won't you?
Yeah, somewhat unplugged.
What are you going to sing for us tonight?
Oh, a whole bunch of songs off our new CD.
Your new CD is called?
High Friends in Low Places.
Would that be a drug reference?
No, actually it's not. It's about, like, friends that are in low places but can still hook you up, you know?
Oh, you mean like get you stuff?
Yeah, you know.
Like
tattoos,
the black market.
Beer, food.
So, Shoot the Gift likes tattoos,
video
food,
games.
And beer. And video games.
Sure.
You guys all got tattoos in your band, right?
Yep.
Who's got the most tattoos?
Andy.
Andy. Andy plays what?
Andy doesn't have any tattoos.
He doesn't?
No, he's a pussy.
So, what's he play?
He plays lead guitar.
Okay, and you play?
I play rhythm guitar and
stuff. You sing. And you guys got a singer who doesn't play nothing, but you're the lead singer.
Right.
How can you guys have a singer who doesn't play nothing and just sings, but you're the lead singer? Is he like the permanent backup singer, or does he play like Jew's harp too?
No, he plays harmonica sometimes.
That's good.
You know.
And you guys got a drummer named Bones?
Yep.
And what else you got?
A big-headed bass player named Paul.
Right, you got Paul. That would be DJ Paul Tarmac.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And what else you got? Is that it? There's five of you?
Yep.
There were five members of Yes. Did you know that? But they didn't have a full-time backup singer. King Crimson had one of those.
Oh, really?
Back in the old days. Yeah, so you guys are kind of a progressive punk band.
I guess you could say that.
And you guys would label yourself, when you send your records out to Billboard magazine and everything, you're going to label yourselves as punk rock?
Yeah, punk.
Now, isn't punk rock
stoner
dead
core.
In the 90s?
What?
Stonecore?
Stonercore.
I've never heard stonercore before.
Well.
What's stonercore?
We're inventing the genre.
Is that anything like grunge in Seattle's? Cincinnati will be famous for stonercore?
No.
MTV will come to Cincinnati to shoot their video special on stonercore?
No. I think we're the only one around.
Okay, you guys gonna be ready to play soon?
Sure.
Okay, go get tuned up and we'll join you in a minute.
Okay.
You guys are gonna be in Studio A tonight. We're over here in Studio B. And Shoot the Gift will be joining us. If you want to talk to Shoot the Gift or Chris and Rob from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, give us a jingle down here at the studio at 749-1444. Say that number again, Rob.
749-1444. You're just like Dick Clark, man.
What do you mean I'm like Dick Clark?
Why don't you guys go tune up and we'll talk to you later.
It's a Happy New Year. Welcome 1996.
They don't tune up. They said they were stoner core. They're not tuning.
Oh, what? They're just in there smoking dope?
They're like spitting on each other or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they're doing. Shoot the Gift coming up live and in color right here on WAIF, Chris and Rob, a late night talk show. In just a few moments, 749-1444 is the phone number if there's something sticking in your craw, if there's some soapbox you want to jump onto right quick like while we wait for Shoot the Gift to get ready. And we're going to just chat the night away, listen to some great new rock and roll, and hang out till about 2 a.m. That's what we do here, man. No big whoop.
What are we going to be talking about tonight besides punk rock?
What else is there?
Spinal Taps. Let's talk about Spinal Taps.
Stoner. We got punk, we got rock, we got stoner core. We got three things to talk about.
You know, the Food and Drug Administration, which is also known as the FDA, They've approved a spinal fusion device for certain people who don't respond to non-surgical treatment for degenerative disc disease. Wouldn't that suck to have degenerative disc disease?
You ever heard that song by Ween, Spinal Meningitis?
Is that what it is?
It'll make you cry.
Oh, man. This disease I'm talking about, degenerative disc disease, it causes discs between spinal vertebrae to break down and cause leg and back pain. Ouch! So they got a new spinal fusion device. It's kind of like getting a spinal tap at home. Check that out. where will technology take us to next? Listen to these mics. Jiggle your mics more, Rob. Technology, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
I fixed my mic. It's now jiggle-proof. I'm jiggling it right now. But yet the listener at home does not know that I'm jiggling it, nor the listener in the car. This is Chris and Rob Lee, and I talk show on WAIF.
That would be WAIF 88.3 FM, the bottom of your dial. Do I still sound like Dick Clark?
Yeah. Can't go no lower. So this happened a few minutes ago in the grocery store. We're in line buying some ice for our cooler, for our pop. And there's a guy in front of us.
Wait, are we going to be talking about that spooky security guy I saw back there?
You could let me finish
this. There was a spooky security guy standing in the Halloween.
No, I wasn't talking about the damn spooky security guy. He was, shut up long enough to let somebody else talk.
He was standing
in between the
fake cobwebs.
Yeah, they got Boo Radley as the damn security guard down there at Norwood Thriftway.
Oh, God, give me the willy down there.
Boo Radley. He's Boo Radley. He's a security guard down at Thriftway. He don't mess with him. But anyway, there's like an old guy in front of me in line at the T-Way. And the cashier woman says, Jim is adding the sound effects of what we purchased at Thriftway via the crunching of the cracking good tater chips.
Yeah, that sounds like our microphone here at the lovely WAIF studio.
And so the woman says to the old dude in front of us, she says, that'll be $11.95, sir. And the old dude looks at her and says, who?
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 And she says, $11.95. And he says, oh, okay. And he gets the money out. And I thought, what the hell was that all about? What's wrong with what? Isn't what the appropriate question there? I think what is the appropriate question. Who? One of those all-purpose questions that they can answer anything. You want to talk about Boo Radley, the security guard now?
I was just commenting. He was giving me the creeps. I was walking out of the line there, you know?
I looked over.
I looked right at him. I didn't even realize he was sitting there, actually standing there, like real coy, in between the fake cobwebs and the cardboard cutout of the skeleton. And then he looked at me, and he put his finger over his lips like, shh, like he was going to bust somebody. But I had no idea. There was nobody there to bust. It was just us and a couple of kids. Those kids weren't doing nothing.
We don't shoplift either.
No, it wasn't us he was scoping out, or he wouldn't have looked at me and said, shh.
When you make the money you make down here at WAIF, you do not need to throw your career away by shoplifting some cracking good tater chips. You can pay for your own cracking good chips when you work at WAIF. Just let me say that right here and now.
All right, so like we said, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Happy to be here. The phone number 749-1444. Get your calls in. If you want to talk to the members of the band Shoot the Gift, you got Troy, Bones, Paul, Andy, and Matt. Matt, the lead singer, who's not really a lead. He's the backup singer who doesn't play an instrument.
I heard they have a new CD out.
They have a new CD out called High Friends in Low Places. And if you'd like a copy of your own, give us a call at 749-1444. We're going to be giving some of those away, as well as joining the band for a live impromptu unplugged performance, not unlike Kiss Unplugged, but it will rock more.
Dick? It looked pretty plugged to me, dude.
Hey, we're plugging. Well, you know, any more unplugged means, well, you can have a couple of amps.
Oh, okay.
You know? Well, let's check out a tune from the new album by Shoot the Gift. It's a CD, actually. High Friends in Low Places. The song is called Cereal Bowl. Shoot the Gift on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
These chips are cracking good.
Thank you.
after these messages, and those messages are over, we got Shoot the Gift live in the studio. Say hello, everybody.
Hi.
Okay, why don't you guys walk by this damn microphone and introduce yourselves? This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We got Shoot the Gift live in Studio A.
You already met me.
That's Troy, the lead singer and guitar player. Over here we got
Matt.
Matt, you're the backup singer who just sings and doesn't play an instrument, right?
Yes, okay.
I emphasize.
Well, I'm not going to introduce everybody. We got Paul on bass, and Matt on guitar, and Bones on drum.
Andy on guitar.
Go, play a song. What song are you play?
Oh, you know, it's like something election time, so...
Hating, you know, something.
Kill all of them.
A song about hating something.
Well, yeah. Something pretty big.
Yeah. The
man. Definitely worthy of hating.
It's about crowd surfing Dole.
Woo.
Woo?
It's called I Hate the Government. It's on our new CD.
Shoot the Gift on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I like how I say your name and then you don't play. Let's try it again. Shoot the Gift on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Gift on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Punk rock never sounded so good. Now, when I set up this interview here in this little unplugged situation, you know, you guys said you were going to come down here with acoustic guitars and tambourines. And,
tambourine.
Yeah, you did. And
let's.
You brought the tambourine, but there's not an acoustic guitar to be found anywhere.
What can you do?
But that's okay. You're only blowing out the speaker of everybody in the tri-state who's tuned in.
That's what it's all about.
It is what it's all about.
It's punk rock. Play another song, then we're going to go to a break, as they say in the biz.
All right, the tambourine.
Long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. I worked for a woman who had cancer and she died. Flower. and flow at once.
Shoot the Gift live, punk rock live on the Chris and Rob late night talk show.
And now it's time to join Chris and Rob in the wacky world of telephone harassment for celebrity answering machines, where Chris and Rob call one of your favorite celebrities, and if no one is home, they leave a message on today's celebrity answering machine. So sit back, relax, kick up your feet, and pop open a cold one as we join Chris and Rob for Celebrity Answering Machines.
Let's call Wilt Chamberlain.
Who?
You know, Wilt Chamberlain, the basketball player. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're going to call Wilt Chamberlain.
Think Wilt's at home? Cool. I like this. All right.
Somewhere around, let me hear your name and number, and then we can get down. But if I'm not here, I'll get back to you. But that's what I'm supposed to do. Peace.
That's Wilt Chamberlain.
He's a poet.
He is. Hello, Wilt. This is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Together we are
doing our job.
And getting down.
And calling you.
That's right. I'm the telephone when you're at home. Hey, listen, Wilt, man, I don't know about these basketball players these days with their funny colored hair and their celebrity product endorsements, but you're the man. You're the man. There's no other Wilt Chamberlain.
The poet laureate of the NBA.
That's right. We'll be calling you later for an interview, so take it easy, Wilt Chamberlain. We love you, babe. Don't go changing. Peace.
Bye now. Don't cry now.
Say peace.
Peace.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Celebrity Answering Machines. And make sure you tune in next time when Chris and Rob call another one of your favorite celebrities right here on the Chris and Rob Celebrity Answering Machines.
Thanks, Andy. That Wilt Chamberlain, what a cat. We got Shoot the Gift live in the studio. We got Andy and Paul sitting here.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Hi.
That was Troy. He's not really in here, though.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for my CD. Mike.
And if I can figure out how the new telephones work, we will get the telephone up in Studio B. How do you get the telephones up in here?
What do you mean I work the telephone?
How do you work telephones in here?
What, you a monkey?
Does that get them? Or does that get them?
Can't work them?
Sounds the sound. Loud.
Where's it say telephone at?
It doesn't say telephone on the board.
What's TP? Is TP
anywhere.
Telephone?
No, TP means tape.
Of course it does.
That's a good question.
I don't know, but the Sleeper Celebrity Hotline's ringing. Maybe they know.
Yeah, go get it, will you?
Telephone.
Are we on the air? What's up, G?
Yeah, you're on here, G.
What's going on?
Did you get it figured out, Chris?
No, listen, we'll be right back. This is Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show. We got Shoot the Gift live. This is song from the new CD. Shoot the Gift has a CD called High Friends and Low Places. It's called Lima Bean. Chris and Rob,
what's up,
Late Night Talk Show.
What's up, D?
WAIF is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The name of the new disc from STG, High Friends in Low Places. That tune, the what we call in the biz, kickoff track. That means the first song on the album is Lima Bean. You can pick that up on your basic dirt poor record label at all your cooler record stores across the country. You could probably harass them after a show and say, hey, Shoot the Gift, sell me one of your new CDs, High Friends in Low Places, and I'm sure they would accommodate you. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show
on WAIF in Cincinnati. We are furiously working hard, our fingers to the bone, to straighten out some technical difficulties. We will be hearing...
If somebody's out there, give us a jingle.
We'll be hearing more...
If we got the Spotted Owl or somebody of that ilk, give us a jingle down here.
We'll be hearing more live Shoot the Gift within a few moments.
What's the deal?
Here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WIF. We're figuring out stuff. We're flying as we go. You know, we're old school. We usually do it from the old studio. But is there somebody else at the door, or is that still going on from the last time somebody was here? Okay, well, somebody push that button now. I had another amusing anecdote to tell, but I can't remember what it is. Isn't that the way it always is? Make this thing squeak a little bit more.
Yeah, and we're in Studio B tonight for the first time on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And the phones don't work, and the microphones don't work, and they told us that they would be. So, Waif, give us a jingle down here if any of the big Waif shots are tuned in, and tell us how to work the damn telephones. Until then, here's another song from Shoot the Gift.
You gonna run over there and flip the switch?
I
can do it from here?
Yeah.
All right.
Got another song from Shoot the Gift. Punk rock on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Shit, this song ain't that punk. We'll be right back.
Woohoo! Shoot the Gift. Troy, Paul, Andy, Matt, and Bones. The band with more tattoos than any other band in town. Did you
guys... Yeah! Rock and roll!
Did you...
Permanent Productions. Props! Woo!
Props.
I seem to recall that back in, what, the middle 80s or something, this band came along called the Chili Peppers, and everybody started getting tattoos after them. Now, did you guys get tattoos because of the Chili Peppers, or did you have them already?
I got tattoos because a man named Doshit gave me some tattoos.
A man named Doshit gave Paul a tattoo.
I didn't get tattooed because of the Chili Peppers.
You got no tattoos.
Because of the Chili Peppers.
Andy on guitar got no tattoos. What about you?
Sissy.
I got some tattoos.
Troy, talk about your tattoos for a minute.
Mike's gonna kick my ass because like I haven't set up an appointment in a while to finish my back. Like it's been like going on for like 9 months or some shit now.
Well, you got tattoos like all over your body?
Not all over, not yet.
But over most of it.
Yep.
And you're cool.
All right.
What about the rest of you guys? Bones, you got a pretty damn lot of tattoos.
It's genetic.
Oh, it is. Bones says it's genetic. You want to walk up here to the mic? I don't think he does, but he will.
I met my natural dad, like, well, I didn't meet him, I talked to him, and he's covered in tattoos, and I didn't know him for, like, 21 years, so he's a drummer. Drums. So I guess it's genetic.
Your dad plays drums, and he's covered with tattoos just like you.
Yeah.
Well, that last thing you played was like a long psychedelic jam. I thought you were Pink Floyd for a minute there, which isn't very punk rock. What was that called?
Stoner core.
Taking a break.
Being yeah, like relaxing. Tired. That's our drummer's really tired song.
Okay.
It's called Heavy Booty. It's just a jam.
It makes us feel higher.
Okay, play one more of those minute and a half long punk rock songs, and we're going to get out of here.
Okay, well, have you got the phones worked out? Because we'd like to give away a CD.
We're going to give away a CD, but the phones aren't working tonight. Our engineer just called and told us that the phones have been uninstalled. This is WAIF, and sometimes we uninstall things. So the phones have been uninstalled for the evening, but hopefully they'll be back next week for the Chris and Rob late night talk show.
But we can still give it. We can't talk to anyone.
But we can give away scads of CDs. You want to give away a CD?
Yes, we do.
Let's give away a Shoot the Gift CD. The CD is called High Friends in Low Places, and they insist it's not a drug reference.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
here's the deal.
Well, it works on many levels. I'm not going to, you know, it's a debate.
It is a debate.
Things can happen. Oh, anyways.
So anyways, you're giving away a copy of your new CD.
Yes.
Well, yes, but here's the catch.
Here's the catch.
We're playing our CD release show at Sudsy's Friday night.
Okay.
And to claim it, you gotta show up.
And to claim it, you gotta show up. You and a partner will be on the guest list.
So you get in for free, too.
Right.
So not only do you get a CD, but you get to go to the Shoot the Gift concert absolutely free at no cost to you.
That's right.
And you get to bring a date.
And that's with the Gay Wads and we'll the Long Gons at Sudsy's on Friday, September 27th.
Sudsy's on Short Vine, Friday night across the street from Bogart's. Check it out. Okay, give it a call.
Well, no, there's another catch.
Well, what's the other catch?
All right. The intro of this song, you have to guess what song it is.
Okay.
What TV show it's from.
Yeah, it's a TV show theme. All right, we'll give them a hint. And they already heard it earlier because you played Lima Bean.
Okay.
Earlier in the evening.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. That's 7491-444. Shoot the Gift. Go.
something like that.
I was screaming your name for like half an hour. My bass drum was out to here. You suck.
It is kind of loud in here.
That's Shoot the Gift with a song called Lima Bean. Congratulations to Greg. Greg won a free ticket to the Shoot the Gift concert, which will be held Friday night at Sudsy's, the laundromat, on Short Vine across the street from Bogart's. Greg wins not only a pass for him and a date to the concert, but as well a free CD, which is available at Wizards in Clifton. Shoot the Gift, high friends and low places. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We will be back momentarily. Dig the licorice stick, man. So Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show. We got Shoot the Gift down here in a very chaotic WAIF situation. And Troy from Shoot the Gift just broke out a trombone.
All right, this song is for Samson and his, what's that girl's name? Beverly?
Yeah.
You love her, Samson, and we know it. You ready?
Samson and Bev.
Samson is a fan.
Sitting in a tree.
Don't give her the back of your hand.
I-N-G.
Shoot the Gift with Kissing for Samson.
What the neighbor?
Some may say that Beverly is much too fat. But Samson didn't see things their way.
What's the deal with this guy named Samson and his babe Beverly anyway? Are they gonna get like married or something?
No, because he's gay.
He's gay? Yeah, he's not gay if he's got a girlfriend named Beverly.
Yeah, he's gay because he sold a really kick-ass BMX bike to buy furniture.
Oh,
furniture!
Furniture! He is getting married. Are you gonna get him a toaster?
I buddy hop on your furniture.
Ah! Does he have a toaster with that takes four slices bagel width?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
That would be cool if he's got one.
Like the knitted.
What about a cappuccino machine?
Oh, you know he's got that. Yeah.
He's got a vibrator.
He likes skim lattes a lot.
He's got the haircut for it.
Does he got a quilt blanket that hangs over the back end of his couch?
Yes.
And those little things on the end of your couch that you can set your drink on?
He's got those little rubber mats making trails to the kitchen and stuff.
Does he got the lamp that points at the ceiling so the light will bounce off the walls?
Oh, I got that.
Oh, that's cool.
I got that.
That's trippy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Shoot the Gift is here. Plug your show one more time. You guys are playing at Sudsy's Friday.
Friday the 27th.
Woo! And we're giving away a $50 tattoo from Mike Dorsey of Permanent Productions.
Yay, Permanent.
You want to check that out?
Can you get
prize.
It anywhere in your body that you want?
If you, I guess so, yeah.
It's only
$50.
If I win, I'm going to get a barber pole going, you know, like a red stripe going up my penis.
Wow.
Would he do that?
I don't think Mike will do that. He's not into that kind of thing.
Then they'll all call me the barber.
They won't like
that. Oh, my God.
Do I do this?
What's the song called?
It's a Jay Giles cover.
They'll recognize it.
Jay Giles Band by Shoot the Gift on the Chris and Rob Show.
Angel in the centerfold. Angel in the centerfold. Now let her go. I'm a free man. Let's go.
on the Chris and Rob Late Night Chalk Show. Make sure you catch them Friday night at Sudsy's and go buy their new CD, Shoot the Gift, unless you hate punk rock, in which case, stay home.
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her, and she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is like really windy, and she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour and hit into the road barriers. Her door flung open, and she ran out across the street to get away from it, and the other three boys were trapped in it, and the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. You know, I parked my car and I went inside, and they took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed, and I lost it. The other people, so they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So I don't want anything to do with it, because it took my brother away from me.
Hold on, shoot the gift on a Chris and Rob late night talk show. WAIF.
Flying by the seat of our pants.
They're all laughing at me because I made a mistake. What did you want to say, Troy, before we kick back into it?
I wanted to say the next song we're going to play is called Cereal Bowl. And I think you guys already played that earlier this evening.
My band members
were
dorks.
I wanted to say that we recorded the CD at Sure Tone Recording Syndicate with Chris Fee and Dave True.
It's a props.
Good, props. Yeah, much props. It's a good little studio. If you guys are thinking about recording, go record there. It's on Vine Street, kind of right underneath Critters.
Repetition's the key.
Exactly. Cereal Bowl.
I'm
back. All right.